The trooper was responding to a report from the boyfriend of Robert Smallage's ex-wife that Smallage was drunk and refusing to leave a property. Police say the trooper, Christopher Brown, tried to speak with Smallage outside, and Smallage refused repeated verbal commands. He also displayed what appeared to be a rifle. Authorities say Brown then shot Smallage and used a stun gun on him. In a report from the state attorney general's office released Monday, a search of the house showed a pellet-style air rifle with a cut-off stock and barrel about 18 inches long near the doorway. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.